With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to The Gold Derby Show on the Gold Derby Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Gold Derby. I'm Christopher Rosen. I'm joined by Joyce Ng. And Joyce, we're at this weird spot before Emmys voting starts. We're trying to think about something fun to discuss this week. And we've landed on the wild world of variety talk series, special, recorded, all of these great things.
Is there a lot of variety, though, in these eventual winners? I don't know.
That's great. I love you teeing it up so well. It's a perfect segue into this. I mean, let's start with one that seemingly is a runaway for, I think it's 6 straight years, right? Would it be John Oliver winning variety talk series?
He,
I believe so. He's won 5 in a row.
Yeah, he's won 5. So then this year would be 6. Yeah.
So he's predicted to win. The other nominees here: Conan, your boy, Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Late Show with Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. Make your case for Conan, Joyce. I feel like we haven't discussed this one-on-one here, and
I think like we basically made his nomination happen. Because we talked about this like even before his series finale in June, and then we were kind of like pessimistic on it. But then, did you end up predicting him? Because I ended up just putting him in.
I predicted him, I think, in the end also to get nominated.
Yeah, I know. And then he was literally the first nominee announced. So
fantastic.
Go us, you know, pat on the back. I do think like there is. I mean, this is Conan, like the show Conan's like only nomination. So that's like a hit against it, but you know, I think there is like a lot of like nostalgia for it. Cause it's, I don't think it's the same as when he, you know, left the Tonight Show, and eventually went to TBS. Cause it was like, you knew he was like eventually gonna come back on TV, you know, even though he had that like 7-month period where he couldn't be on TV because of his exit package. So it's like, you knew he was gonna be there and you could still watch him, but now it's like, he is off late night forever. You know, he's going to do like specials for HBO Max or whatever. He still has podcasts going, but it's like an end of an era. So I don't know. I think like that there's a lot of that into it. And like, as we've talked about, you know, like when the show was ending, there were all these like tributes coming out of every single corner from like comedians, like contemporary comedians and like his contemporaries, you know, back then when he came up, and people who've worked with him on like SNL and everything, just all paying tribute to him and talking about like what a great guy he is. Like, you never hear a bad story about Conan. That's the thing. Like
it feels like he's been around for so long that something, if there was some bad stories about him, or, you know, like if people didn't like working with him or whatever, that would have like come out.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's like people really do like Conan.
Yeah. So I think the problem is like, they're so lazy in like these categories and variety and reality. I think Conan would have a better chance if it was like under the tape system when it's like smaller panels, but when it's just a general vote, like, and like everyone, it's not branch voting, it's everyone gets to vote for programs, then they'll just probably just check off John Oliver. So, and like, you know, you've been like a stickler on how, you know, he only does one show a week.
So he only does one show. I preface all of this by saying I have John Oliver winning yet again.
John Oliver is great.
I don't think he's going to lose. I would say like it is apples and oranges to me to compare John Oliver to Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel or Conan or Daily Show when he does one show a week and they're working, you know, 4 days a week, basically, or 5 days a week, you know, whatever it is. And I'd also say that John Oliver's last season was not, he like a lot of these shows all had to shift their styles because of the pandemic, right? Like now they're all mostly back in studio, and all, some of the things that they had done for these Emmy nominations aren't happening anymore. Like Colbert is doing his old show, but he was basically nominated here for the pandemic version of The Late Show, which I thought was like way more creative than what John Oliver just had to shift from his studio to his home studio. And it, no audience, sure, but it's like hasn't changed that much. He's still doing it like that. And you know, it's fine, but I don't think it's so I think this would be the year to like have either Conan win, or Colbert, I think, could be a winner, or even Trevor Noah and The Daily Show also did a really good job this past year. That being said, I don't think there's enough behind any of those other three to unseat John Oliver. And I think Last Week Tonight had like multiple nominations, obviously way more than any of these other shows. I think Colbert had the second most among like the talk shows. So yeah, John Oliver is probably going to win a six of these in a row.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I feel like it's hard to predict him to lose until it happens. It's like, it's just like how Jon Stewart kept winning until Colbert Report
finally right.
unseated him. I think in 2013. Yeah. So, and you know, the other thing with like Conan getting into final season, like Letterman also got in, you know, for his final season, and after not getting nominated for like years by at that point, and he didn't win. So it's like,
the nomination is the reward.
Like, it's like the farewell nomination.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like for Conan to win, but it'll probably just be John Oliver again.
So congratulations to John Oliver. Great bits. Love the Adam Driver bit. Still in on that. That was great. This past year, Variety special recorded. This one is also fun. We have Hamilton, Bo Burnham Inside, Dave Chappelle, A46, American Utopia, Friends, The Reunion, and West Wing Special. All this stuff ruled. Weigh in on all of this. I have Hamilton winning because obviously it's Hamilton. I think it has like 16 nominations. It had like 9 acting nominations or whatever it had. Bo Burnham, though, a close second to me.
Yeah, I think I have Bo in second. Yeah, this is like a very like good and eclectic category, I would say. I can make a case for almost any of them winning. But I think like just with how Hamilton overperformed, I think it's safest to go with that, because it's just such a populist thing. Whereas like I think Inside is much more of like an insular kind of like not industry, but just more like cerebral kind of hit, you know?
Right.
But like everyone loves Hamilton.
Right. That's kind of my thinking too. But I wonder then, are we sleeping on the possibility of like the Friends reunion pulling an upset because it's such a big populist hit as well? And people maybe would be really happy to see Courtney Cox win an Emmy. I don't know. I mean, like, is it possible that I'm like,
Courtney Cox an Emmy nominee?
I have the Friends reunion in, and like you said, I can make a case for it winning, but I have it in last. And I'm wondering but I'm wondering if that's like really sleeping on it, because I could really see it maybe winning.
The thing is, like, I say this as a huge Friends fan. Like, it was my favorite show growing up. I wrote about it as my college essay.
What was the college essay called?
I don't think it was called anything. It was just like my college essay. But funny story, like I had like my like AP Lit teacher like read it before I like submitted it. Right. So then like this is a total like tangent. But so yeah, then like at the end of the year, like I was like turning in a book or whatever. And she was like, so what did you think last night? And I was like, oh my God, what happened last night? Like, did I miss something? Like, did I forget an assignment? And like, I didn't say anything. And then she's like, the finale. And the night before was the Friends finale. It was season 9 finale when they're in Barbados. And like Monica's hair is like, you know, all like frizzy and everything. And she's like, I related so much to her because my hair gets like that in humidity. So she remembered for like 6 months, you know,
awesome.
Like that I wrote about Friends. But anyway. Yeah, so love Friends, but I think if this category were weaker, it would have a better shot. I don't think it has like enough like oomph behind it. And I also feel like that like week or 2 week period when it was like the biggest thing in pop culture, it just kind of really deflated.
Right.
Like pretty soon after that. I mean, I enjoyed the reunion. It was nice. I would have, you know, like I'm just being like nitpicky here. Like I would have just rather them, like the reunion be them just like talking like on set and just like trading memories and stories and maybe some of like the table reads and more of the game. But I, you know, like the going back and forth and like the fashion show, I think kind of brought it down, but it was a good reunion overall. And, you know, heavy on nostalgia. And it would be cool for all of them to win an Emmy for Friends. Like,
I wonder, I'll tell you this. I agree with you. I think it could have been better, let's say, but I did enjoy it. The buzz has definitely dissipated, but it's still Friends. So they're always generating headlines, including as we're recording this today. I saw that like David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston were like rumored
possibly dating,
but then David Schwimmer said they actually aren't dating, which is piggybacking off what they said on the special. They're always managing to keep themselves in the headlines.
This is part of their campaign. Okay.
Even if it's not, it kind of is, right? So it's they're definitely making more headlines than Bo Burnham Inside, which, like you said, also had like generated a ton of at least like online buzz, I feel like, but has also dissipated, even though I think it's like awesome. And I think you're right in saying it is definitely like an insider, like cool, like a cool kids type thing.
All I'll say is like my friends have heard of the Friends reunion and have seen it, and they have not heard of like Bo Burnham Inside.
Exactly. So I feel like that's me, and it could win elsewhere. I think like, I don't think it's going to win. Mm-hmm. So it's really maybe it is then between Friends and Hamilton. And then, I mean, the only reason I think Hamilton would lose is just because people are tired of giving Hamilton trophies, but I don't think they are. Cause as evidenced here, I think it got, let's take a look. I said 16. I don't actually think it did at 16. I think it got,
no, it wasn't, it was like 11, I think, or something.
It's 12.
Okay.
So a 12, including I think 9 for the acting. So, just an incredible amount of incredible windfall of Emmy nominations.
Yeah. Well, we should also mention Chappelle because he's the reigning champ, and he also won, I think, 3 years ago too. So they love him. Right. He's probably going to win Comedy Guest Actor.
Yes.
Again, for SNL. So, and
he got 3 nominations for this 8:46 special, the directing variety special pre-record and writing for variety special.
So can he win a third time here?
I don't think so, only because I think he'd be like a solid 3. I don't think he could. I don't think he's going to win, though. I just don't. I think because he can win elsewhere. And I think 8:46 was incredibly good, but I'm not sure if it had, again, like as much, you know, broad, I think if you know, broad impact, even as his SNL appearance, if that makes sense.
I know. Also, like, if you go back, if you think about the winners in this category the last several years, it's basically been like alternating Carpool Karaoke and Chappelle. Mm-hmm. So remember how pissed everyone was when Carpool Karaoke beat Homecoming?
Yes. So, and then you have American Utopia with Spike Lee directed the David Byrne musical, and then West Wing special. I feel like the West Wing special got kind of knocked out by the Friends reunion.
Yeah, like, you know, HBO Max had a lot of reunions this past year.
Yeah,
like,
where's the Fresh Prince one? That one was good.
I love the Fresh Prince
one. That one was great.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted the Friends one to be like the Fresh Prince one.
The Fresh Prince one, my argument is the Fresh Prince one was actually the best one. And also,
you know what? I would support that.
And had the most headline generation because you had the great Will Smith and original Aunt Viv reunion, which was like really like decades in the making and actually like
incredible.
Surprising.
Just amazing TV all around. Yeah.
I want to get to make sure I get the actress right. The original Aunt Viv. Hold on. Janet Hubert was the original Aunt Viv. And she was removed from the show after 3 seasons, I believe, and had battled with Will Smith for literally decades. Then they brought her back for the reunion. And she actually like, it was like really uncomfortable in like the best way. Like she was like, why did you sandbag me basically? And like, he was like,
that was literally their first conversation in 30 years.
Yeah. Is incredible. Yeah. Incredible television. Really great. And that somehow didn't get nominated. So of the 3, that's the best HBO Max one. West Wing one was good.
Totally, I mean, West Wing one wasn't like really mean. It was a recreation of an episode. Right. So
I don't know. I mean, now as we're talking here, I'm like talking myself into Friends reunion. I know it's not going to happen, but I could see me predicting it by the end of this.
I mean, if you're just going by the past several years, it's like, you know, Carpool Karaoke, like very wide appealing.
And the director or producer of the Friend.
Yeah, Ben Winston.
Ben Winston from
Carpool Karaoke. Maybe it's just Ben Winston.
So, I mean, maybe he's like the secret sauce for this category.
Yeah.
All right. And then lastly, in the main enemies, then we'll go to the creative arts for Variety, but Variety series writing and John Oliver, Black Lady Sketch Show, SNL, Late Show with Colbert, and Amber Ruffin Show. So a good list of nominees. I have Oliver winning again. That's why I also have him winning for Variety Talk series, because he's really, him and Colbert are the only two here represented there. And I just think, like, of course, John Oliver is going to win this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Black Lady Sketch Show second.
I think he's been winning this since he started his streak in series. So it'll also be 6 years in a row. Yeah. I don't know. Is there anything else to say?
Nothing really.
I'm sad that Seth got dropped this year.
I'm sad that Seth got dropped, but I was really excited for Amber Ruffin Show to get represented here, even though it's on the Peacock, which is, we've discussed with Girls Five Eva getting kind of nothing, not really making inroads just yet with Emmy voters. But Amber Ruffin Show is
the
really
writers
good.
Are paying attention to Peacock because Girls Five Eva also got a writing nomination.
Exactly. So, and Amber Show is great. She's so good. If you have not seen her show, you should. But also, she's obviously was a writer on Seth's show. Really good show. And I think, like, hopefully somebody who will, you know, appear in more Emmy ceremonies as the years go on. I think that's a good building block for Peacock, I guess. I don't know. Now let's look at the Creative Arts Emmys. I'll switch over. We could talk about this very briefly. Variety Sketch Series. The nominees are SNL and Black Lady Sketch Show. We talked about SNL last week. No, SNL just obviously winning this, but maybe not. I don't know. No, it's winning.
This is like that. Remember, like 10 years or 9 years ago, the song category at the Oscars when it was like Rio versus the Muppets.
Man or Muppet. I was listening to Man or Muppet recently. I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, last year SNL won in a field of three. This year is a field of two. Is next year? Are they just? Is it just going to be them? Like
it's going to be like the Tony Awards this year, where Aaron Tveit.
It's either him or nothing. It's like
he actually needs people to vote for him though, because for Moulin Rouge, because if he does not enough people vote for him, he won't win. Nobody will win. That'll be next year for this.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I sort of feel bad for them that they've been relegated to Creative Arts. Not that there's like anything wrong with Creative Arts, but it's just like, it's, you know, it's a pretty major category. And SNL is an institution, but I understand why they're doing it, because there's just two nominees.
Yeah. Variety Special Live. I want to talk about this one because I've watched all of these. Have you seen these? It's Celebrating America, which is the Biden inauguration, Colbert's election night, the Super Bowl halftime show, the Grammys, and the Oscars. I think
I've seen all of them except the Grammys and Colbert.
So I have the Oscars last. I don't think we need to go into very much rehashing it. I would just say of these nominees,
I wonder why you have it last.
Maybe not the most impressive. No offense to Steven Soderbergh, who remains undefeated, but he definitely did not do a great. Definitely the Oscars were not his best moment, I guess.
You know what? He's still an Emmy nominee for it.
He is. I have the Celebrating America winning. It's according to our odds, I guess the top two are Celebrating America and the Colbert Special, right? Let me just double check that. Yeah. I have Celebrating America winning. I thought it was great. They did a great job. Full disclosure, I interviewed the producers of this, so I'm not the most unbiased, but I really was impressed with how they did produce the inauguration in the pandemic. They mixed like footage from around the country with like musical performances, with Tom Hanks, with a really dope fireworks display at the end with Katy Perry singing Firework. It's great stuff.
It was perfectly synced up.
Really cool. So yeah, I have them winning only because the other stuff, I'm like, if you're going between Celebrating America and Colbert, like it's kind of the same thing, right? Maybe a little, like at least on topic, right? Like politics, and like Colbert's thing was fine, but the degree of difficulty, maybe not as high as it was for Celebrating America. Super Bowl halftime show, fine, sure. And the Grammys were actually pretty good, but I just think that Celebrating America would stand out this year as the among these nominees.
Yeah, I have that too. And I think that's also like not just the special itself, but like it's like a moment that people care about.
Right.
So, and the interesting thing is that in terms of award shows that win this category, it's usually the Tonys, which is not here this year because there were no Tonys last year. So you just have the Grammys and the Oscars.
Right.
So yeah, and I do agree. I mean, I've seen like clips of the Grammys, so I do agree that was like the better situated COVID award show, you know. And, you know, it didn't end weirdly. So
it didn't end with an anticlimax.
Yeah. And like, you know, the last 2 years, it's been the live in front of a studio audience that's won this. So right. we can't even go on like, you know, super recent history. And I think before that it was like Jesus Christ Superstar.
I think so.
It's been those live productions recently. So we don't have any of that this year.
Yeah. So it's kind of like wide open. And that's why I have the inauguration winning. So I'm like, also like, I don't think the Emmys want to be given Emmys to the Oscars or the Grammys. I just think like people don't want to like,
they're fine awarding the Tonys.
Yeah. That's not like a direct comp, but like, yeah, I don't know. Variety series directing nominees are SNL, Last Week Tonight, Colbert, Seth Meyers, and Bill Maher. I have SNL again. It usually wins here, I feel like, and sure. Mm-hmm. A Herculean effort probably to put on the show this year, especially with COVID. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, SNL.
Congratulations. SNL. And then Variety Special Directing. We could talk about this one because it's actually fun. You've got, again, like a lot of the similar ones from the Variety pre-record. Bo Burnham Inside, directed by Bo Burnham. American Utopia, directed by Spike Lee. 8:46, directed by Dave Chappelle, Julie Reichert, and Stephen Bogner. And then you have the Friends Reunion and West Wing Special. I have Bo winning, but I'm not totally convinced that Spike Lee won't.
I think I have Bo too. I think like, I feel like that's like such like a one man show. Like he like literally did everything. And I don't know. It's weird. Cause I think I also have him winning like writing too. So I think I might also, but not the program.
I just think that it though, you're right. Like it is the directing. You could see the directing. He's showing you how he's doing it. And I think that is like something that would push him over the top. Like you're seeing the work happen. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty remarkable. At the same time, I'm like, I guess it could just be like we said, like too cool. But none of these other nominees are Hamilton. So I'm like, well, I still think he could win.
Yeah, because Hamilton is in limited directing.
Yes. Right. So I guess the alternate would be Spike maybe for American Utopia. I know people really like that, but again, it feels like a little too old also.
Yeah. And I mean, like last year, like Chappelle, he didn't win the directing award, like the director won, but like his special won this.
Right. So the nominees are, you know, they worked on Chappelle's, he did another one that was a Tribeca. It's the same filmmakers, I think, who did American Factory also. Right. So it's not like they're not like pros. It would not be surprising if they won here, but I don't know. I just think Bo is going to win. And then, like you said, Variety Special Writing. I also have Bo with Chappelle a tight second.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like if it comes down to Bo versus Chappelle, the Bo Burnham Special has more nominations. So that's why I'm like kind of leaning towards that instead of Chappelle. It's like 6-3, I believe. But
yeah, and I like Bo kind of feels like, remember when like Hannah Gadsby won a couple years ago this category? Like he kind of feels like that.
Right.
Even though like her special wasn't like as big as like his was. So
I also
feel
guess
like out of all of them, I feel like writing is probably the safest for him.
Well, I was just gonna say, what if it's not?
What if
Well, because here, like when you think of the show or the special, I'm like the songs you think of and the style of how he made it. I'm like, maybe does the writing actually, do people take the writing for granted and then does the Chappelle win? Like that. I mean,
they also give him credit for writing the songs, even though he's nominated separately for songs.
That's what I mean. Like he is nominated separately for the songs.
But it's just one song because he only submitted one.
Correct. So. He only submitted comedy. So then this is the writing. You give the broader writing for all the good songs that aren't submitted. I mean, maybe.
Ugh. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Or like, yeah, because like, yeah, Chappelle won this last year. So right. I mean, obviously they could just like name check him again. So I don't think that would be like a surprise if he were to win again. I mean, I think it's like between them. Like, I don't, no offense to everyone else here.
While we're on the subject of Bo, then I want to go to music and lyrics. where we assume that the Lopezes are going to win for WandaVision, right? For Agatha all along. Mm-hmm. But what if they're not and it's Bo? Is there enough juice in Agatha all along, just that basically, to win music and lyrics here?
Yeah. I mean, just looking at like all the songs, like that's the one that everyone knows. Like it became a meme. Like that's also Catherine's submission now that like, you know, that like really matters that much. But yeah, I mean, I just clicked on a page for this category in Wikipedia, and that's the only one that has its own Wikipedia page.
Wow. I'm going down with the Bo ship. I've got him winning here. I just think that there's not enough music and lyrics in Agatha all along.
It's only 1 minute long, but yeah. You know, maybe, you know, it made a huge impact in those 60 seconds.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's like the Zoe original song, the boys song.
No offense,
boys song is great too. Like I talked to the songwriter, so I'm not trying to be biased here, but it's also an incredible song because it's just like a power ballad parody. Yeah, and that's actually there's a full version of that song too, so it's not just like the snippet they play in
right.
I'll get how long it's just those 60 seconds.
It's great. I'm not saying it's not, obviously. I'm just saying, like, what if Bo Burnham wins here? I don't know. And
I haven't been second. I think
I haven't been first. I'm gonna keep him. I'm gonna go down with that. I'm just going down with the ship, Joyce. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It's great. Okay, so we did all the variety stuff. Lots of fun. So much fun. Do you want to do before we leave here quickly? Like, we talked about this a little bit. Drama actor, I just think is like the, how do I say this? Not the strongest category, let's say, right? But everybody's got.
I don't think it's like super weak, like maybe limited actor, but it's like, drama actress is stronger.
Drama actors is stronger. Let's focus on the positive. Drama actress is really strong. A lot of great nominees. There are also good nominees for drama actor, just not as maybe star-studded as the drama actress category. Despite that, everybody has Josh O'Connor winning best actor according to our odds. I think he's like a runaway pick.
Isn't like Billy like on his heels though?
I don't think he is. Let me look here. When I was looking yesterday, we did not have...
People just like abandon him.
Pretty much. I think it's like kind of like, hold on. Please hold while my computer cooperates as I look at this. There we go. All right. Drama actor. So Josh O'Connor, according to our odds, combined experts, everybody picking, has about 1,400 votes, and Billy Porter has 400. So he's about 1,000 votes behind. Cool. I don't know. I'm like, Billy, what if I think that I'm not convinced Josh O'Connor is going to win. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I can see him not winning. I agree with that. You know, like, I mean, we all know like the safest pick for the crown acting wise is Gillian Anderson.
Right.
And I can see a scenario where neither Josh nor Emma win. I mean, we've talked about drama actors before. And I don't like, you know, Josh didn't win the SAG, you know, at least like Emma lost the SAG, but she lost to her co-star that, you know, she's not even competing against here. So, but he lost to Jason Bateman, and we know like SAG loves Ozark, and Ozark is not eligible at the Emmys this year. But so it kind of feels like he's not strong enough to win by himself, I guess. Maybe like, I guess I don't really see a scenario where like he wins and Emma doesn't. I mean, I guess it could happen.
I actually think it could happen. I have them both winning, but I'm like, I think Emma is stronger than Josh. Partially because
Emma's stronger than Josh, because I mean the season was hers, really.
Correct. And I think that he's so good. Like, he's really great as Prince Charles, but like, I don't know. Do people want to pick Prince Charles to win, I guess, as he's depicted on the crown?
I don't really know how much that is like.
You think I'm wrong. That's fine.
No, like, I just like, it's just like, they know he's acting.
Like, no, I know. But I'm like, I just am like, I don't know. There's not a lot. Like even like Kendall, you know, our boy, Jeremy Strong won this last year.
Number one.
Bless him. So good. Jeremy Strong. I'm like, Kendall is like, got a, like, he is a guy. He is a bad guy you like to root for, let's say, right? Like that's the thing.
I mean, they all are terrible people.
They're all terrible people, yeah. But you're like somehow pulling for Kendall because mm-hmm. he is like such a loser. But also like you feel bad, even though you shouldn't feel bad for him. Right. Like that's the magic of that show is like, these are people you should be like, I don't like this guy. He's a bad person. But you're like, well, he's not as bad as his dad. And like, also he's such a sad, he's like a sad, tragic.
I know. And then like the finale press conference, you're like, get it
off the charts. Right. Like, it's so good. I'm like, Prince Charles does not have that. He does not have the rooting factor. Let's say, I know Tom likes to talk about this a lot. Like there's not a rooting factor for the character.
That's true. Prince Charles.
And I'm like, there is a big rooting factor for Billy Porter as a character on Pose and as an actor. And I'm like, are we just like rubber stamping Josh just because it's like, of course it's the Crown and blah, blah, but maybe like it will not, it won't come to fruition, I guess. That's the only thing. I'm looking at this yesterday. I was like, all of these blowouts, I'm like, yeah, I could see that, right? Like mm-hmm. Jason Sudeikis and everybody who's got like Gene Smart. They're just, these are our users are predicting completely blowouts in all these categories. But in this one, I'm not sure that it's deserved as much as it is, maybe, let's say.
Yeah, it's not a slam dunk. I think right. Like if the Crown is this behemoth like we think it is, and it's gonna dominate, if not sweep, like 6 of 7. I don't think it's gonna go 7 for 7 like Schitt's Creek did.
Right.
But I think like he can just get swept up along. But yeah, like Billy Porter, you know, he had a great final season, very emotional series finale. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can see him winning. I have him in second. I don't think anyone else really has much of a shot. Sorry to them. I don't like, you know, the like Matthew Rhys and Sterling K. Brown are former winners, but I don't see.
So like Billy, when was the last time, I mean, Billy Porter won, right? So like mm-hmm. when was the last time somebody won and then came back to win again?
Bryan Cranston. He was the last like repeat winner in this category. But his last win was also under the old system, the tape system. Right. So there's been no repeat winner under the new system, but you know, for 9 years until last year when Jeremy won, it's like the winner here has been either for a first season show or a final season show. So some of those like John Hamm and Matthew Rhys didn't have a chance to defend.
Sure. But,
yeah. And then you had like Rami Malek was never nominated again.
Right. So I'm like, maybe, I don't know. I'm like, I could see it happening. And so much so that I might switch here at some point to Billy.
Yeah. Porter. I can see a scenario where like Billy wins this and like either like MJ or like Elizabeth Moss wins actress.
I think there's less. So the reason I think there's less of a chance of Emma getting upset is because, well, we've talked about that actress category. And I think MJ Rodriguez has a great case and a good narrative as well with her historic nomination. I think having Elizabeth Moss there as like an also contender mm-hmm. is like going to.
Yeah. You need like one alternative.
I think you need one strong alternative, and that's Billy Porter here, right? There's no offense to these other nominees, but they're not as strong as, you know, Elizabeth Moss and MJ Rodriguez are.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have like Sterling, who I think Sterling will be nominated every season of This Is Us, but I don't think he's winning for this show again. No offense.
Right.
And then like Matthew, like Perry Mason is not nominated for series, and he's the only one in here whose show is not nominated for series. Like even Lovecraft Country, which was canceled, is nominated for series. Yeah. So it's Jonathan Majors, and you know, Reggae, I think he's in third. But I feel like Bridgerton just kind of underperformed too much in acting for people to really like rally behind him for this win.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that like, I don't know. I guess the argument for him would be that they're not going to be able to give him an award for this performance again, since he's not in the second season. but I just don't think it's enough of a push. I just think people are going to be like, yeah, it's fine. Also, he's great.
He could eventually pull a Claire Foy in 3 years and, you know, come back and guest.
Yeah, maybe a guest Emmy or something. Yeah. Or he'll do, he's doing The Saint, I believe, right? For Amazon or something, right? It was no Paramount. I think he's doing The Saint remake. Sure, that's great. Good for him. All right, Joyce, I think we should wrap up here on this, but I'm going to go and seriously look at Billy Porter switching him from Josh O'Connor.
So then next week when voting starts.
Yeah, I'll be right on it. I'm going to be ahead of the curve here. So I can be like, any last stuff you want to throw out before we say goodbye?
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, everything is pretty like status quo for now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see next week. We'll see what comes up. All right, Joyce, this was fun. I'll talk to you soon. Yeah. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.